Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back and thanks for listening. This portion of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Mindy Jones, who's joining us from Fountain Hills. And I believe that's in Arizona. Is that right, Mindy?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mindy's, we're going to talk about, number one, you have a book out called Selling Your Business for More, which I want to get into. But we're going to talk about basically how to develop value in your business so that someday you can sell it for more. So tell us a little bit about your professional and personal background, Mindy.
Well, thank you. And it's a delight to be on the show. You know, I grew up in the farmlands of Oklahoma. And my family were entrepreneurs, farmers, and the like. I knew at an early age what an entrepreneur mindset was like. My dad taught this to me very well. After graduating from Oklahoma State, I went to work at a Fortune 500 dream job. It was a large oil and gas company in Oklahoma City, and I went right to work on the CFO staff. And if I was looking to one thing in my career that was really instrumental in forming my beliefs, it was that. Now, I had my share of making copies or grabbing coffee for the bosses, but what I also got to experience was really something very priceless. And what that was I was taught by some of Wall Street's best sharks, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers. I was taught by these folks how to buy and sell companies, mm-hmm. how a buyer looks at a business. And later on, I moved to Phoenix. I was a CFO in industry, and then I owned my own CPA firm. I'm a CPA. I'm also a CVA, have been for 20 years. But I think it was that earlier experience that really grounded me in understanding what the value of a business was to a buyer. And I really recognize that not many small business owners really understand that at all. And primarily, they don't understand it because they're not taught how to look at it that way. They're taught to look at it from managing the tax liability. Certainly the educational colleges don't teach how to do this. And so I just felt that this was my niche. This was something that I could really help people with.
That's great. And you know, you mentioned CVA. For those of us who don't know, or those of our listeners who don't know what CVA is, Certified Valuation Analyst, correct?
That's correct. And you have to be a CPA in order to be a CVA. And what a CVA is, you're licensed, much like a CPA, to place values on businesses for different reasons. Buy-sell agreements, estate taxes, people that are going through a divorce. There's just a number of reasons. But I primarily use it within the framework of getting out of or buying businesses.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what you just said, that we've heard many, many times that there are multiple valuations placed on a business depending on the perspective of who is valuing at any given time. But what we want to focus on as a business owner is we don't care about what the bank says it's worth, what our future ex-spouse's attorneys say it's worth. What we really care about is what is a buyer going to pay and why are they going to pay top dollar? And that's the perspective that you're talking about, is looking at the business from a buyer's perspective, correct?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a unique perspective that I learned many years ago, that then coupled with my education, technical background in valuations, that I think that that's where I can help people the most.
That's a different kind of a look at a business, because a lot of owners are just thinking, I just got to make it to the end, you know, make it to the next month when they're starting out, or I just need to grow and grow and grow. But when do you think, how soon before they are thinking about selling, do you think they should be thinking this way? Is it right from the start, Mindy?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I talk to people about, you need to know this when you go into it. You know, you think about it. Your business is likely your largest asset. It's probably your largest investment by far. And you put money into it, you put capital in it, no different than putting capital into the stock market. If you buy a piece of real estate, don't you feel like you should expect a certain rate of return on the real estate?
Absolutely.
The same, to me, applies to that business. It's no different. If you're going to be putting money into it, you're going to have your family stake involved with that. You should know what you need to do in order to be able to turn that business into cash at some point for whatever purpose that you deem that you enjoy the most.
Let's talk about the two types of major types of buyers out there and what their perspectives would be. As you say, from a buyer's perspective, there are two types of buyers out there. Financial buyers who are going to buy and run the business. And then there are strategic buyers who are usually much bigger players in your particular industry and are going to absorb you, and they just want your niche, for instance. So let's talk about it from a financial buyer's standpoint. What is a buyer going to really be looking for an acquisition?
Well, and that's a great question. And of course, you know, just assume that this financial buyer is a savvy business owner and understands finances. But if you look at multiples, if you understand the concept of multiples, what your business sells for, really when they buy a business, it's really what they're waging is the length of time that they can expect that cash flow to deliver. So let's just say it's $1,000 just to make the math easy.
Okay.
A savvy business buyer, if they're putting $1,000 up for their own money, they have in their mind a certain rate of return that they should have with that. So when they're looking at your business, they're going to be looking into the seller of your business to assure that it will have repeatable cash flow to deliver a rate of return that is acceptable to them for their risk profile.
So just like they're investing in any type of investment, and they see
exactly. This,
you know, it's smaller,
exactly.
Smaller the business, the bigger the risk usually,
mm-hmm.
And the less sustainable or the less smooth the cash flow is, then the bigger the risk. So there's all kinds of risk factors that go in. So what type of a return is reasonable for a buyer to expect out of a transaction? Is it just all over the place?
It really is, and it's by industry. It would be too difficult to just have a template answer to that, because industries are different. There's high growth industries. I mean, we, you know, as a business appraiser, I have a number of databases that I can derive different information from, and it's really in this rate of return that you're talking about. There's maybe a simple way to explain it is the smaller the business, the greater the rate of return that the investor would want.
Sure.
You know, and I've seen it 30, 35, 40%, the smaller the business. So it's ever more important that if you're pouring money into your business or you're putting capital into your business, that you should be looking at it the same way. Because you should be looking at that. It's not just to fund your lifestyle. It is at some point you want to be able to turn this into retirement income. And if you're going to do that, you have to manage it as such.
Yeah, we want to turn sustainable cash flows and sustainable recurring revenues and things along those lines go a long way, because that's going to be discounted when they, mm-hmm. you know, to come up with their buying price, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
And, yeah, and there's a lot of businesses. People might say, well, 30%, that's a lot. But I see a lot of businesses that are professional, small types of businesses where the margin rate's, you know, 50%. So basically, you make a dollar and 50% is what you get paid, basically, as the professional.
Well, exactly. But there's a lot of other factors in that. There's a lot of other factors, whether somebody, a financial buyer, would even offer you a check. What if you are the primary person that brings the revenue through
the door?
That's the
difficulty,
What happens
right.
when you leave?
Right.
So that's an appraiser's position is to be able to look at those risk factors and make an assessment on that.
Right. So what a lot of people I don't think realize is there is a lot that goes into the valuation of a business. It's not just 3x EBITDA.
Oh,
it's, you know,
oh, I could, you know, I discussed this in my, in my book, Selling Your Business for More, is that, you know, I'm going to break apart for you this notion of 5x, 3x EBITDA that you heard from your buddy on the golf course, because it's simply wrong. There's 5 or 6 other factors, maybe even a few more, that dramatically impact the ability to sell the business for a price.
So the wake-up call for those of you listening out there is, just because your friend's business sold for 7x EBITDA or whatever they say, net profits, doesn't mean that your business is, first of all, it doesn't really mean that theirs did in the first place. Second of all, it doesn't mean that your business is going to sell for some kind of a multiple like that unless you've done a lot of preparation work. Every business is different and unique.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair enough to say?
That is correct. That is correct.
So let's turn the corner now. Now you've got a little niche operation, and your business does something or manufactures a certain niche product very, very well. And you want to catch the eye of a strategic buyer, a much bigger player in your industry, who's going to pay probably more because they're going to be absorbing a lot of your operational costs and your administrative costs, and they're just going to want to bolt on what you've done, or maybe it's where you are, maybe it's your location. So what are some of the things that business owners should be thinking about when positioning themselves for a strategic buyer?
Well, I'll give you a good example. I worked with a client. This was when I still owned my CPA firm. This was about 10 years ago, and they knew that they were not going to be gifting the business to their children. They didn't have a highest confidence that their management team would be able to sustain it. But more importantly, they were looking at their industry, and there was just a lot of consolidation going on in the industry. And so this was in 2004. At the time, now this was a decent-sized business, but it was worth, we did an appraisal on it, and it was worth approximately $35 million. But they wanted to grow it a little bit more. So we put in place 5 things that we focused on. And if I was to summarize really what it was about, those 5 things were around liquidity. And because of I do what I do, I was able to compare their business with databases that showed what others in their industry were doing. And so we used that as a point of comparison, and we monitored 5 things every month. That was it, 5 things. And that was all, I would say all of them were in some way to do with growing liquidity and growing equity. And in the summer of 2007, the business, we proposed it to a group. It was sold for $56 million cash.
Wow.
So it went from 35 to $56 million by focusing on those 5 things. But not only that, we just didn't hand them the financial work and let them come back with an offer. We gave them an offer, and we gave them the terms of the agreement that we wanted. That because they were so far superior of any of their competitors in the industry, in liquidity, the return on equity, all the things that I would focus on a business, that's why they got the price that they got. But not only that, they paid capital gain rates rather than ordinary income tax rates. And as such, there was another 25% that they collected. So if you plan far enough in advance for this, this can make millions of dollars of difference. And I just saw this when I owned a CPA firm. That's a success story, but I can tell you some stories, and there's some stories covered in my book, not so successful. As a matter of fact, drastically not successful. People that were forced into a position where they had to sell their businesses for less than they were worth, pay a fortune in taxes, or simply not be able to fund the next phase of their life plan. That's when I knew that I had to set my stake, and I sold my CPA firm to focus fully on this topic.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, it really is a matter of getting that perspective early, setting your sights on what your target, what your business should look like, and say the next 5 years, and really focusing on that, like you said, just narrowing it down to what are those five factors you need to focus on a regular basis so that you become that strategic buyer's target business.
Mm-hmm. So, and let me top this off. We closed that deal in 90 days. We didn't have anybody other than an attorney, myself, and the clients. That was it. And we got the deal closed within 90 days. It wasn't any long, cumbersome process with contracts and brokers and all that. It was nice.
That's another great point for our listeners is that the more you prepare, the easier that transition is going to be. So in our last couple minutes here, Mindy, can you tell us a little bit more about your book, Selling Your Business for More?
Well, I'd love to. I'd love to talk about my book. I'm getting ready to launch a new website, and it's at MindyJonesCPA.com. The one you'll see there right now is my older site, but we'll have the new site up shortly. And it's going to be chock full of books that you can download free, free ebooks. And I'm covering the topics that I think are important to me. And I think should be important to the listeners, too. But more importantly, I looked around the landscape of books out there, and most of them were so technical that if I were a reader, I was a business owner, I'm not sure I would get through them because we hire CPAs for tax advice. We hire lawyers for legal advice. So I wanted to write my book from the perspective of the business owner and as if I was talking with them across the table. So this ebook will be free. You can come to my website and sign up for it. It'll be available within the next week. And it's Selling Your Business for More. And it's about the things that you can do in your business right now in preparation for your exit, whether it be 5, 10, 15 years from now. The sooner the better. I am on a personal mission to educate people about this because, and it's not the advisor's fault. It's just that what's the expression that to every hammer, everything looks like a nail. When you're running a CPA practice, you really can't do this work. If you're running a law practice, you really can't do this work. This is something that is not just a one-off transaction. This is a relationship, and there is, it's helping somebody really, I mean, when you're, like I said earlier, you're taking the largest asset and you're converting it to cash over a period of time. And you simply don't learn that in CPA school.
That's a very good point. And so, Mindy, your book, Selling Your Business for More, is available on Amazon, right?
We're going to be putting on Amazon. What I would really love for people to do is to come to my website, MindyJonesCPA.com. Like I said, I've got a website up there now. It's going to be replenished. If you want to get a copy of this book, drop me an email. There's a contact form on the email address, on the website right now. Just drop me a form and say, hey, Mindy, I'd like a copy of your book. I'll be more than happy to send the listeners a copy of the book right now. The new website will be up shortly. I'm not trying to be confusing. I'm just trying to say, if you'd like a copy of the book, fill out a contact form. I would love to get you a copy of it, and let me know how you like it. I've written it for you, the business owner.
Beautiful. And Mindy, if someone wanted to give you a call and just chat with you about their business situation, what's the best number to reach you?
Oh, I'd love that. 480-837-4551.
Well, Mindy Jones, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I hope our listeners will take you up on that. Go to your website at Mindy Jones CPA and look into what you have to offer and watch for your new book. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.